This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The Metropolitan Opera just announced that music director James Levine will return to the podium later this season. The maestro has been dealing with back problems and other health issues since 2006, and he hasn't conducted since May of last year. Here to talk about his return and what it means for classical music is Naomi Lewin, afternoon host on our sister station WQXR. Hey, Naomi.
Hi, Amy.
Opera world doubters thought Levine was too ill or weak to ever perform again. So what's been the reaction to his return?
Well, I've seen some online posts from opera goers who are very, very happy. That said, there have been sort of mixed reactions from other places. There have been people in the business who've been writing articles for a couple of years saying that it was maybe time for James Levine to resign as Met music director with all the cancellations. It's kind of caused some uncertainty at the Met, not knowing how they're going to be able to move forward. And yet again today, there were some online posts from people in the business who continued to say that. I also spoke to a member of the orchestra today, and the reaction there is guardedly optimistic, at least from this orchestra member. After a long silence, they are relieved to hear finally what is going on. The thing is, Maestro Levine loves what he does. What he does very, very well, building an orchestra, making music. And when that's your life, it's hard to step back from it.
His health, the cancellations, and now his comeback always generate headlines. Why is James Levine so important for the Met, or for classical music as a whole, for that matter?
Last year was James Levine's 40th season at the Met. He built the Met Orchestra into one of the greatest orchestras in the world, of any orchestra. And anybody who is a music lover, or even not, who has ever heard the Met Orchestra, can appreciate what he has done with that ensemble. Singers adore working with him. The Met issued a box set celebrating James Levine's 40 years there, and this is an astounding legacy of recordings, both CDs and DVDs. It's just an astounding legacy.
Tell me about his health. What is wrong with him? What do we know about his condition?
He's had a lot of health problems, starting with a torn rotator cuff in 2006, and then he had a kidney removed due to a malignant tumor 2 years after that, and then he had a series of operations for back pain after that, and then he fell while he was recovering from that. So it's just been a series of things. But the article in the Times said statements from his doctors, his upper body strength, which of course is what you need to conduct, is stronger than it has been in years because he's been in rehabilitation. He is pain-free and unencumbered by what has now been diagnosed as benign Parkinsonism. People have noticed for years there's been a tremor in his left hand, and that has been acknowledged and diagnosed. And his doctors say his prognosis is good.
I understand that he has in recent years been conducting sitting down. He is now confined to a wheelchair. He doesn't have use of his legs and doesn't expect to get that usage back.
Well, he's still working on that.
But he's still working on that. Changes being made to the Met to accommodate for his wheelchair?
Yes, he is now going to conduct from a motorized wheelchair. Met technicians are going to build a podium that mechanically rises and falls like an elevator for Carnegie Hall and for the Met Pit. And there is a precedent for this. Conductor James DePriest, who teaches at Juilliard and who has served as music director of orchestras around the world and also the Oregon Symphony, has survived polio and a kidney transplant, and he also conducts from a power wheelchair.
What will James Levine be conducting when he returns in May, and what do you think he'll add to those pieces?
Well, he will add that unique thing that only he has. He's come back. His comeback program, May 19th of 2013, is with the Met Opera Orchestra at Carnegie Hall. This is a series. This Carnegie Hall series is one that was really devised to showcase his work with an orchestra. And the program will include a Sibelius symphony, the Schumann concert piece for four horns and orchestra, and a Beethoven piano concerto with pianist Yevgeny Kissin as soloist. And he and James Levine have a special relationship. They have performed together as duo pianists. James Levine is also scheduled to conduct three operas next season at the Met, a new production of Verdi's Falstaff. I'm looking forward to that. Also revivals of Mozart's Così fan tutte and Berg's Wozzeck. And I have to say, I heard a performance of Wozzeck last time James Levine conducted it at the Met, and I would walk to the ends of the earth to hear another one.
Naomi Lewin, the afternoon host on our sister station WQXR, on the return of James Levine to the podium at the Metropolitan Opera next year. Thanks so much, Naomi.
You're welcome.
This is WNYC.